At Freedom Corner in Pittsburgh's Hill District, Danielle Brown's hunger strike is now over 50 days long. She says she's willing to die unless she gets answers to her questions about what happened to her son, a Duquesne student who died 2 years ago in a dorm room fall. In part two of a two-part series for America Amplified from Pittsburgh's NPR station, Ariel Worthy reports how Brown arrived at Freedom Corner alone, but the Hill District community has adopted her as one of its own.
As hurtful as it is, I could not rely on my attorney to be my advocate for what I knew I needed to do. And so, without a thought, I just went into motion, throwing things in a suitcase, grabbing my chair. I got here, like I said, I sat there for 2 days in the element, night and day. I would get up, go to the bathroom, right at the hotel down the street, come back, and I would sit there. And then on day two, towards the evening, Brother Ash is what Pittsburgh calls him, so happened to be doing a photo shoot. And he was looking at all my display of pictures of my son. He said, "What's going on? What is this?" And I explained to him, you know, this is my son, and I'm not leaving here at Freedom Corner until I get answers for what happened to my son. And he said, "Well, who knows that you're out here?" And I said, "Nobody."
Donnie Kite, DonnieKyte.
Ashley Woodson, AshleyWoodson.
We was all on it like, what is you doing here all alone? You need some people, you need some coverage, you need something.
Exactly.
And since we're some people in the community who know some people, you know, it just, God was all in it. This is like a spiritual journey, if you will. She's sending a message that she will die on this corner until she gets the answers that she needs.
So it started with a rocking chair to this very tent we sitting under. That was the first thing. Somebody came the next day and was like, "You need shade." And so they bought a tent. Then this is the very first cooler someone bought me. You know, I didn't have a cooler. And they bought me a cooler. And then from there, the whole community of Pittsburgh just started to rally around me. And now we have a tent village, a little cozy four tent room overhang.
Anytime there's an injustice to us as a people, we come here. This corner gets attention, the attention that it deserves. You know, we have to start somewhere.
I'll tell you the significance of this corner. It's called Freedom Corner for a reason, because years and years ago, our ancestors stood on this very corner to stop them from coming further up to the Hill District, because this was the lower hill. All of that down there was the lower hill. And they were trying to come up, further up. But our people stood here on this corner in front of bulldozers and everything and put their lives on the line and stop them right here and said, "You're not going no further." Amen. This is why this is Freedom Corner. This is why they call this Freedom Corner, because this is where the people took a stand at.
I drink a lot of vitamin water. I drink water, vitamin water. I take potassium iron liquefied that I put droplets in my water. But no solid food, no meal substitutes. I don't do any of those because I'm not here for that. I'm here on a hunger strike. There's a term that Gandhi used called satyagraha, and it says truth and firmness. And that's, I'm firm. And I want the truth. And I'm standing in truth and firmness. You know, I didn't know that I was the first woman here in Pittsburgh to do a hunger strike. And so I have had since others now are doing a hunger strike with me. Freedom Corner takes on a life of its own. That's why I like this place. That's why it's Freedom Corner, because people should have the freedom to come and you know, fellowship together, play their music, discuss current events, talk about civil actions. So this just represents what our ancestors hope it represents, and that is for people to come together in one spirit, on one accord, uplifting each other. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Danielle Brown says she can feel her body going through the process of starvation, and at times she can barely see or stand because of headaches and pain. As the nights have gotten colder, she has found a temporary place to stay at night, but she says she will continue to protest at Freedom Corner and at Duquesne during the day. The school says it has agreed to her demands for access to investigative files, body cameras, and mental health crisis training for university police officers. The school says the files are ready for her as soon as her attorney signs off on the paperwork. This story was produced by WESA's Ariel Worthy as part of the America Amplified initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.